This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked. Locked. You now said correctly, too. USAPrepares.com, and we're broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. And there's a link. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. So if you'd like to contact your instructors, just go to the bottom of page one, USAPrepares.com, and there's a link right there. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Wow, what a great meetup last night. Wow, John Reagan was there. We talked about the economy. Judy Dollarhite was there. She's the $6 million lady. And John Dollarhite was there, the $6 million man. Why do I say that? Because the USDA threatened to fine them $6 million for selling pet rabbits. Yep, right here in Missouri. Want to learn more about them? Just type in Dollarhite, Dollarhite. They're USAPrepares.com instructors. And Judy wrote a book called Going Down the Multi-Million Dollar Rabbit Hole. Yep, Roy Birdsong was there. He's always causing problems. He's the guy that got us kicked out of the supermarket for talking about cell phones. Got all 110 of us kicked out. Can't go back anymore. And Dr. Howard Chaine was there. He's a family dentist, Fox Grape Family Dentistry, Springfield, Missouri. So we were at the meetup last night. There were a lot of us there. We're talking about what happened with the economy and the Boston Marathon Massacre and our take on it. I might talk a little bit about that on hour number two, my take on that. That's the big story. The big story is the financial crash, gold and silver. And I think it's a sign of where we're headed. I think that as bad as the Boston Marathon Massacre was, I think it's to have us think about other things. I mean that instead of gold and silver, not have us think about how bad the economy is. Got some up-to-the-minute articles on the website. Bloomberg, Mayor Bloomberg, boy, he's a gun grabber if I've ever seen one. And he says if you sell a gun to your son, there's something wrong with your family. Well, I think there's something wrong with his family because he wants to grab our personal property. And, you know, there's the official story about the Boston Marathon bombing. You know, there's evidence that points to the bomb squad's prior knowledge. I think it was an event that was used to convince us to think about other things besides the economy. And there's a boy that was 8 years old. He's among the three dead. The story's on the website, USAPrepares.com. And John Kerry, Secretary of State. Now, he welcomes Chinese investment in America's infrastructure. What is he thinking? These guys are selling us out. Today, Johnny Delirious is with us, and he refers to himself as a master survivor. And we're going to learn why during this hour. Hepatitis C. He contracted it. He treated himself. He threw overboard his doctor's advice. He ignored it. And that's why he's known as Johnny Delirious. Welcome, Johnny Delirious.
Thank you very much, Vince. Happy to be here.
Hey, Johnny, you know, there are a lot of things that we want to discuss about hepatitis A, B, and C. And I'd like to share a story with you before we get started. I know someone. I know a nurse. And this lady has been a nurse all of her life. She went to college to study nursing. And her career had only one field. It was nursing. And during her career, maybe 30 years ago, she was taking blood from a patient. And he flinched, and the needle went from his arm and jabbed her. And she contracted hepatitis C. So she had liver damage as a result of it. She's fine, but she did, you know, it did affect her. She did have liver damage, and that was something that happened. It was, we'll call it an accident, if you will. I don't think the man who was the patient, I don't think he intended to give it to her, so it happened. So now, if you looked at this lady, you would never know that she had hepatitis C. And if you went to her house and she was making salad and, you know, cutting salad greens with a knife, you would never know that she has hepatitis C. So that brings us to the point where, are there more people that have hepatitis C than we know about? What do you think, Johnny?
Well, you know, hepatitis C is, of course, what they call the killer. Of course, B can kill you and A can kill you. But hepatitis C, the CDC is estimating that over 7 million people have hepatitis C. Half of them don't know they have it. And the strange thing of it is they may not even realize anything's wrong until later on in life when they get tired and old. And you know, I'm only 50 years old, but I feel 80. And then they get a blood test, and then they find out I have hepatitis C. And so that's the real, you know, crux of the matter, because most people don't realize they have it. And they can be spreading it, because you can get it from unprotected sex. You can get it from using somebody's fingernail clippers. You know, it is blood transferred, but that could be transferred a number of different ways. I mean, just kissing somebody that has a little sore in their mouth, you can pick it up. So it's, you know, and that's just hepatitis C. When you consider all of hepatitis, we're talking about, you know, hundreds of millions of people in the world, and probably at least 100 million of hepatitis A, B, and C in America. So it's more widespread than most people want to realize or accept.
Well, from what I understand, hepatitis C is asymptomatic, you know, but it's a chronic infection. Scarring of the liver tissue can result. Ultimately, it can go to cirrhosis of the liver, and that can go on to liver failure, liver cancer, and other life-threatening diseases. So it's not anything to dismiss lightly. It's a serious illness. Yes,
absolutely. It's a virus that resides in the liver, and eventually, you know, because most viruses don't have the ability. They're not really a life form. They have RNA, but they need DNA to propagate. So once they get into their host, in this case, the liver, they, you know, go into the cell of the liver and then accept that DNA, and therefore, and then they start replicating, and they do that. Every 2 or 3 hours, they replicate into a different form, and there may be hundreds of different forms of hepatitis C. They try to say, oh, well, you have genotype 1, so you're at risk. But, you know, in reality, you can have hundreds of different genotypes in any given week. So, you know, the virus is just trying to survive while your immunity response is constantly trying to get rid of it. So, you know, that's what's the real telltale right there, is once you get it, unless you have a strong enough immunity response, you can't get rid of it. And so when the numbers go up, of course, it's a bigger problem.
Johnny Delirious, let's talk about your situation. How did you get hepatitis C? Are you willing to share that with us?
Well, I am. It's real interesting, because I had got A and B in high school. Five of us guys and four of our gals all came down with, you know, when we were sophomores, we all came down with hepatitis A, and then a year or so later, we all came down with hepatitis B. And then in 1981, I contracted a non-A, non-B hepatitis. It may have been from unprotected. I know how I got A and B, but I'm not sure about hepatitis C. But by 1991, the fact of the matter is I didn't realize I was running a laboratory, wearing a suit every day in North Dallas, and we did hair and urine and, you know, water and blood analysis, mostly for medical doctors. And, you know, this non-A, non-B hepatitis that I didn't realize I had, because I figured, well, I'll just get over it, you know, like A or B, I'll just get over it, just like I did in high school. But so I forgot about it. So running the lab, I kept getting tired all the time, tired all the time. I was drinking too much coffee and burning my stomach with ulcers. And, you know, I started doing cocaine just to have the energy, because a few lines of cocaine, I had my suit on and was out the door. And, you know, payroll was always made. I became chairman of the lab. But unfortunately, not only is cocaine a stimulant, it's also habit forming. It's, as you can imagine, my behavior, I'm sure, was unbecoming, because my lab tech and receptionist started calling me, here comes my boss, the abominable snowman. But what I didn't realize is that once that intervention happened with my family, you know, and I went into treatment and they released me after 2 months, they just said, there's nothing wrong with you, but you're an addict. And so I started going to AA. So I quit all, you know, straight and sober since March of 1991, but I was still so tired all the time. And then when I got a blood test, it said hepatitis C, over 12 million viral loads. And I got liver biopsy, over 96% scar tissue. We don't see how you're alive right now. And that's the long and short story of it. They said I had to get a liver transplant or else I'd never survive. And that was in 1992. And when I refused the transplant, they called me delirious. They said I was delirious. And so, unfortunately, you know, I didn't win friends and influence family doing the cocaine and, you know, losing the lab and ended up in the mental hospital. And I certainly didn't win over my family when I refused what the doctors were going to say. So that's kind of how I got the name.
Johnny Delirious. Hepatitis A, B, C, 96% scar tissue, totally ignored his doctor's advice. This is his story. You've heard him on the air with us. We've talked about monolithic domes. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 686-2237, extension 130.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Johnny Delirious is with us. He's a USAprepares.com instructor, and he's opening up and discussing his personal situation, how he contracted hepatitis A, B, and C. We talked about a nurse who had a needle stick, and she contracted hepatitis C from a patient, from him flinching and her getting stuck with the needle that she just stuck him with. And we talked about the cocaine connection, and we talked about the millions who are estimated to have hepatitis C, and half don't know it. And Johnny, let's talk about the scar tissue. Let's talk about the effects that it had on you. I believe you said it made you really tired. I believe you said that you used cocaine to overcome that, and that worked in the short run, or it seemed to. In the long run, it did not work. It had effects that sapped your energy and caused family problems. Let's talk more about it. What happened next?
Well, the interesting thing is that once my family found out that I refused what the doctors, advised me to do, I remember my sister literally telling somebody, "Don't even mess with him. He'll just be doing coke again, and he'll be dead in 6 months. So just forget about him." I mean, that's when they found out the doctors called me delirious. It seemed like everybody was calling me delirious. And,
Johnny,
and that was back in
1992. Johnny, let me share something with the class. Last night I was at the meetup, and there's a new woman came there. She's a middle-aged woman, and she was talking about how many times she got arrested And not for anything that you would find illegal. I mean, and I'm finding that a lot of us just don't take direction very well. You know, some of us at USA Prepare seem to get arrested for being in contempt of court. You know, and I haven't yet, but I'm sure it's coming. I'm sure it's unbelievable. We just don't take direction very well, do we, at USA Prepare? You probably found a whole bunch of us that are like that, right?
Well, the interesting part is they said I'd never quit cocaine and that I'd never get rid of hepatitis and that I would die. And I think the interesting part is that's all wrong. I'm still here. I hadn't done cocaine in over 20 years, and I got rid of all the last 15 years or so. I've gotten a blood test. They say I've never had hepatitis. That's what they tell me now. But it wasn't that way back.
So what did you do? All right, Johnny, so your family was annoyed with you. What did you do?
I have to tell you, my father was a medical doctor. And, you know, he retired in 1970. And he just says, well, you're like your mother. You're just stubborn and... And I did diet cleansing and exercise. That's the quick answer to get over the virus. It was natural. And my father was all pharmaceutical, but he was the old-fashioned fix-it doctor. And when I finally got no antibodies to get completely rid of my virus, my dad said, well, you're just like your mother. You're so stubborn, no virus would stick around anyway. And that was his professional opinion of, you know, what I did. But I did and studied all kinds of natural therapies, but none of it really worked for me because I only got to a point where I was so well. I mean, I was feeling good. My viral load was cut in half. My liver enzyme levels were cut in half. Doing all these therapies, like it said in all the books when I got my master's degree and doctorate and all that in natural health and naturopathy and things like that. But it didn't work, and I had to put it all together in a whole new program, just like what I did in the lab. I put together our protocols in the lab to make a whole new procedure manual. My lab director signed off on it. He said, no, this is good stuff. You got a whole new procedure manual, and I'll sign off on it. This is good. Everything's improved, all the protocols. And I had to do that with everything I learned in natural health and put it all together in a whole new healing program. I call that...
Well, let's talk about that. Johnny Delirious, let's talk about your healing program when we come back, because I believe that there are a lot of people who have hepatitis C who just don't know it. So let's talk about your healing program when we come back. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch today.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, the Boston Marathon massacre is getting a lot of attention. And so who was that mysterious man on the roof? I'll have that post on the website during the next break. Johnny Delirious is with us. Johnny, you created your own healing program. We are not practicing medicine here. But what did you do?
Well, Vince, I studied everything I could find. I mean, basically, my body became a test site for every imaginable product, remedy, and protocol that might remotely help in rejuvenating my liver. And, you know, I used as a gauge what lowered hepatitis viral load and what lowered liver enzyme level. That was my gauge, because I knew if it lowered liver enzyme level and hepatitis viral load, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that it raised my immunity response. And so that's the secret in this whole game, is raising your immunity strength. Because when you get your immunity so strong, it will fight off every last virus. So that is the secret to my program, because a lot of these people, they may have done the interferon, and they say, well, we've got a 90% recovery rate, you know, and they said, then they're not undetectable, and they're cured. But the thing about it is, they still got viral load. They still got antibodies. I mean, it's not detectable because it's off the measurement of the scale. They may have a few thousand instead of a few million, and that's non-detectable on the range of the test. But when they get old and tired and everything, that viral load's going to pop back up. People that we've all heard of, like Pamela Anderson and Steven Tyler and Naomi Judd, you know, they took the interferon and got their viral load down enough where it was non-detectable. But basically, when they get old and tired and not feeling well, that viral load is going to come right back, and they have a 60% chance that that interferon will even work the second time around. Because, you know, that's just the way it is. We become non-responders to this drug therapy. Similar to, you know, bacteria, they get resistant, and so does the virus. It gets resistant to these drug therapies. So what are they going to do when their viral load comes? Poor Pamela Anderson, what's she going to do when her viral load comes back up and the interferon doesn't do any good? So the only way, the only course, is to go natural. And so, you know, to get your body's immunity response strong enough to fight it off. And that's really the big secret. It's not really a secret, but most people are hidden from that. It's just, you know, getting healthy enough to where your response fights it off. And that's what I did.
Specifically, what worked for you? What did you try that absolutely showed positive benefits in reducing your hepatitis C viral load?
In the beginning, when it was really high and, you know, I had a lot of scar tissue, a lot of viral load, I had to cut back on saturated fats and meats. I went back to eat meats, and I eat a lot of fat today, and that's good for you. But in the beginning, you have to have the load on your liver as light as possible. And, you know, in cleansing, of course, regular cleansing, there's all types of cleansing. I have three tips on exactly what I did on my website, johnnydelirious.com. You can sign in on the newsletter, and you'll be sent three tips. They're free, absolutely. And it's my newsletter, and it tells exactly how, you know, the diet I followed, some of the cleansing things I did, and that's, you know, available on johnnydelirious.com.
Okay. And can you talk a little bit about the cleansing that you did, how long you did it, what type of cleansing you did?
Sure, sure. There's several different types. I did liver cleansing. I did whole body detoxification. I did colonic cleansing. You know, in one of my whole body, there's like two or three or four different whole body detoxification. One of them is just running 10 miles. I mean, a lot of people can't do that, but I just, you know, I just made it a point to get back in shape and do that. And that's very important in recovery, is getting back in shape.
Well, Johnny, I can tell you that, you know, I know you, and you're lean, and, you know, there's no fat on you. And, you know, you're tall and lean, and you look athletic.
Well, I'm over 60 years old, and I still run 6 miles in less than an hour. And I figure if someone's bigger than I am, I can probably outrun them. That's my best defense.
Okay, so you did... you did the liver cleansing. Now, Mike Ma is one of our instructors,
mm-hmm.
and he He believes in liver cleansing, too. He really does. Now, he uses teas for that. What do you use for liver cleansing?
Well, the herbal liver cleanses are certainly good, no question about it. I mean, I do several different liver cleanses, but one of them that I really like, you know, is with the, you know, olive oil and grapefruit juice. You know, that's one that is talked about. I do the one that's only 24 hours and you're done. And I used to do it every Friday, every 2 weeks I'd do it on a Friday. And I'd be done Saturday, you know, by noon I'd be done. And that made it real easy. I could still do my job. And I used to do those every 2 weeks. And that's one big secret is those liver cleanses. And there's several, you know, out there. I talk about the ones that are my favorite in my recovery programs, the Delirious Recovery Program. And I call it the Delirious Recovery Program because when I you know, I had to redo the protocols on a lot of these things I learned in naturopathy to make it work for me. Because when I hit a plateau, you know, I wasn't getting better. I wasn't getting worse either, but it was just a plateau. And that's the worst place to be in liver recovery because, you know, you start doubting what you're doing. And so I reformulated everything like I did with the protocols in the laboratory. I reformulated everything that I learned in naturopathy. And so that's why I call it the Delirious Recovery Program, because not only did I walk away from the medical establishment, but everything that I learned in naturopathy, it didn't work for me after a while. I mean, I only got so much better, and then it stopped. At 5.4 million barrel load, January, February, March, April, May of 1994, over 6 months there, I wouldn't get anywhere. Still 5.4 million barrel load. And finally, I put it all together in a whole new methodology that today I call the Delirious Recovery Program and the Cirrhosis Recovery Program. Because a lot of people think, well, okay, I got rid of the virus, but for me, with 96% scar tissue, I said, man, I got to get rid of this scar tissue also because it's still there. And you have to have a way to get rid of that, you know, because scar tissue just doesn't go away. You have to therapeutically get rid of it. And, of course, they don't talk about that at all in the conventional medical treatments. They say, well, once you get scar tissue, you always have it, and your liver's shot if you get too much, blah, blah, blah. But you can rejuvenate your whole liver, and I did it. And in 2006, I got a complete checkup from one of the top hepatologists down there at Lauderdale by the Sea, right there in Fort Lauderdale at the Ocean Hyperbaric Oxygen Clinic. And he and Dr. Clark and Dr. DeVigilis and Dr. Neubauer all said that I had a healthy liver of a 20-year-old, and I was 53 years old at the time, and it was 2006. So, you know, and they had all my tests before when I was there when I had the virus so bad. So they had, you know, both from 1992 and 2006. They couldn't find any scar tissue. They couldn't find any viral load. Couldn't find any antibodies. Nothing. So, you know, I had a clean bill of health in 2006. I was feeling great and probably feeling that way and doing that way before. But that was an official acknowledgement from a top hepatologist. That made me feel good.
Johnny Delirious, what did you try that absolutely did not work?
Well, there were a lot of things that just did not work. You know, obviously, there are some herbal things that they talk about out there. The stimulant herbs, I had to totally stop doing. Now, this is what really blows everybody's mind. You see, Vince, my cocaine addiction taught me well. And I don't drink any coffee. I don't drink, you know, I don't take ginseng. I don't drink Rockstar or Red Bull, any of that stuff. That was the one thing I had to totally cut out. When I cut out the stimulant, then my recovery took a dramatic leap forward. And I know that's hard for anybody to imagine because we have coffee as a mainstay. I like coffee. I mean, I like cocaine, too. But, you know, I had to, in order to get my immunity response as high as possible, get rid of the virus. You have to have it extremely high to get rid of that virus because it's tough. I had to drop all the stimulants. So that was probably the biggest thing that I had to do is drop the coffee and drop, you know, the ginseng and those things that they say are so good for you, you know, like green tea. I have naturopaths fighting with me all the time saying, green tea's good, green tea's good. But, you know, and I tell them to quit drinking it, but when their viral load keeps going back up, they go, I'll do anything, Johnny. What do? I said, well, are you still drinking green tea? Yes. I said, you still eating chocolate? They said, yes. Well, stop doing that. Well, it's a funny thing. When they stop doing that, you know, all of a sudden they get off the plateau and they start getting better. Now, once you get rid of the viral load, you can go back and drink your coffee and have your meat and eat your chocolates and drink Rockstar. But, I mean, you know, while you're trying to get over the virus, I wanted to do anything that was possible to get my immunity response high to get rid of that virus once and for all. And that's one of the things I had to do is quit all stimulants.
Johnny, when you look back, do you have any regrets about using cocaine and putting you in this position?
I really don't. I'm glad for everything I did, and I wasn't an angel, I admit, but I'm glad that I went through it. I know the difference now.
Johnny Delirious, Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back. We're talking about hepatitis and how Johnny Delirious cured himself.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Johnny Delirious is with us. He's telling a story about how he contracted hepatitis A, B, and C, how he treated himself. He was involved in running a lab, and so he had some advantages to have the experience of running a lab and knowing some protocols and using those protocols to help himself treat his hepatitis C. And he feels he cured himself, and he's sharing that protocol. Johnny, you've published some works on this. Please tell us about those works.
Sure. My healing biographies are Hepatitis C Cured and Cocaine Addiction Cured. And my recovery programs are the Delirious Recovery Program and the Cirrhosis Recovery Program. I do speeches to medical doctors two or three times a year about my particular liver rejuvenation. They're on YouTube, and of course, my other works, and of course, my free newsletter can be found on johnnydelirious.com. So it's all right there. What I think is interesting is people say, "Oh, I can't do that." I say, "Well, get rid of the virus, and then go back and eat your meat and eat your, drink your coffee and chocolate and things like that," because some people say that's too extreme. But for me, getting rid of something like the virus is real important.
Johnny, how does your employer feel about you going on worldwide radio talking about your cocaine addiction and your contracting hepatitis A, B, and C, and your ultimate self-cure of those? How does your employer feel about that?
Well, you know, he wants me to share my story with as many people as possible, because one thing about here at Monolithic, I work with these guys all the time and have been for over 4 or 5 years. They know me, and they know I'm the real deal. And David South, the owner of Monolithic, he wants me to share it with the world. He says, you've got to tell people about this because there's no reason for people to die needlessly. There's no reason for people to be a slave to cocaine. And he said, you've got to share it. So anywhere I go and I promote the Monolithic Domes, he also wants me to have my books out there. And so I do. And, it's been a wonderful thing because I feel like, I'm a master survivor. So living in a monolithic dome is protection of my body. But then with my healing programs, I make sure that my liver is protected too. So, this is what it's all about. If we want to make it true, all these changes, and I don't like to see them as world, end of the world things. I like to just see them as changes. We want to make it through the changes. We got to protect ourselves. We got to protect our body. I feel like we got to protect our liver. And that means, we got to feed our body properly. And that's why, I try to grow my own food and do my therapies. And of course, we help each other here. And, I tell so many people at the end of my talks, I say, quit the coke, get rid of hepatitis, it's time to get serious, Johnny Delirious. And they all look at me, and some of them laugh, but, it's really true. You have to, just think what's really important. Your health is the most important thing, to be there for yourself and your loved ones.
Johnny Delirious, you have spoken at many Get Prepared Expos, including the one April 6th and 7th that just passed here in Lebanon, Missouri, in the Ozark Mountains. What was your reaction? What was the reaction of your class when you presented the seminar on these topics and they found out that you are you've recovered from cocaine addiction and hepatitis? What was the reaction?
Well, I think it even gives me more credibility because the people who don't know me, they just say I'm a fake. But people who know me, they know I'm real. And when they meet me, they know it's a sure thing. So I'm grateful. Their reaction was absolutely tremendous. It was just wonderful.
Johnny Delirious, thanks so much for being with us. Coming up next, hour number two, Bert Bertonis. Bert Bertonis, he's a radio frequency engineer, Silicon Valley, California. We're going to talk about the components involved in radio transmissions and what you need to know about them, what the devices are, how they work, and how they may affect you. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be back for hour number two, right after the top of the hour, commercials and news.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.